Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a reminder. It's almost back to school time. As you prepare yourself or your children to head back into the classroom, remember, the church is perpetually a classroom for the Word of God. Be sure to contact us here at the Bible Way Outreach Church, so that way we may touch and agree with you for your good success on this school year. This morning's service topic is Living a Holy Life Before the Lord by our Bishop Jack Barnett. The main scriptures were 1 Peter 1:16, Romans 12:1 and 2, James 4:7, Ephesians 4:22 through 24, and Galatians 6:7 through 8. The focus of this message is, there is no place for willful sin in the walk of holiness before the Lord. Our old way of life before we were believers should be completely dead. We must put on the new nature and engage in a new way of thinking according to the Spirit of God. If we continue listening to the Holy Spirit, we will continue to renew our minds and be continually transformed into the likeness of God in righteousness and in true holiness. Sowing to the flesh reaps corruption, but sowing to the Spirit reaps life everlasting. We know that every action has a reaction, so what kind of seeds are we planting and what kind of reactions are we getting? Now, let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled Living a Holy Life Before the Lord.
Living a Holy Life Before the Lord. I want us to just think about that. Living a holy life before the Lord. We don't hear about holiness too much in this day of age, but it's still there, amen? Living a holy life before the Lord. Nothing is achieved without commitment. Commitment means a state or quality to bring dedication to a cause. You got to have a commitment to God to live holy. You got to have a commitment to God's word to know him. Amen? And that word, commitment. I want you to really think about that word, commitment. Commitment means a state or quality to bring dedication to a cause. A state or quality to bring dedication to a cause. You got to have a commitment. That big word, commitment. And that's what God is looking for. I want you to be committed to him. Committed to the word holiness. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Let's read that, please.
All peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see.
It says, follow peace. It says, follow peace. That's God's word, following, follow peace. Amen? It says, with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Let's look at that word holiness. Holiness means to be separated unto the Lord. Holiness means to be separated unto the Lord. Holiness means to be separated unto the Lord. So when we were born again, it's supposed to be a separation. So come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. You talk about sin, amen? So a separation is supposed to be taking place. I cannot live a holy life drinking, smoking, cussing, fighting, and stealing. Amen. I got to walk. I got to talk holy. Every effort must be made to live peaceful with all men, but not at the expense of holiness or the compromising of God's word. Let me read that again. Every effort must be made to live peaceful with all men, but not at the expense, not at the expense of holiness. or compromising his word. What you think about that? Amen? Nothing should come between that. Nothing. Sin always blocks the vision of God. And I want you to think about that. When you commit sin, it blocks the vision. The bottom line is, God don't leave us, but you leave God. So when you sin, you're a billy of the devil. And we don't talk about that much anymore either. Believers has no excuse for sin of any kind in their lives. I'm talking about believers. Sin blocks your relationship with God. Sin pulls you out of the realm of the spirit. Sin stops the power of God from flowing in your life. Sin is a killer. There is no greater or lesser sin. Sin is sin. Amen. We have certain people say, well, I mean, this is a small sin. Sin is sin. Just don't sin. Amen. I mean, just don't sin. Amen. And it's no such thing as that we can't stop from sinning. It's no such thing. Amen. You sin because you choose to sin, because you want to. Because the day that we were born again, we were free from sin. The devil don't have no power or authority over us. He can't make us do nothing, do anything. We have to choose to do it. Living a holy life before God and others is a major key to success. Living a holy life before God and others is a major key to success. Again, we'll say holiness simply means separated unto the Lord. And I want you to think about that. What do you mean by separated unto the Lord? In other words, the Lord is my Father. I don't want to do anything to hurt him, to grieve him, to cause him to look down upon me. Amen? My job is to please him. As Christians, we have been taken out of the world of sin and translated into God's kingdom, which is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. You have it? Say amen? Amen. Let's read that. Be ye holy because I am what? Holy. God is holy. In other words, Jesus Christ set the example. Amen? So we're supposed to follow his example. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 1. Let's read that, please. Dearly, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I believe that we kind of miss something what it says here. Let us cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and the what? Oh, wait a minute here now. See, I don't really think we understand. See, the moment that you sin, all three areas are affected. Spirit, soul, and body. All three areas are affected when you sin. So again, all three have to be clean. Cleanse. Amen? And I want you to think about it. We just think, well, it's just dealing with the mind. No, it's dealing with all three areas. Spirit, soul, and body. Paul was not suggesting that the Corinthian church couldn't become sinless in this life. Paul is saying God has provided them with all the resources they need with the Holy Spirit that will empower them to become Christ-like. Amen. So it was then, so it is now. Amen? We have been empowered with the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to what? To all truth. We don't have to sin. We choose to sin. We can live holy, but that's a choice. Everybody say that's a choice.
That's a choice.
It's a choice to live holy. Amen? And you have to make that choice. God is not going to make you make that choice. You have to choose to make that choice. Holiness. And that comes from the Greek holiness. That means separated unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. Are you separated unto the Lord? Examine yourself. Are you holy? Are you walking in holiness daily or just sometime? Are you a carnal Christian? I'm saved, but I really don't know God.
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 7.
Let's read that.
I think we need to read that again here, nice and loud.
So you have a call on your life to be what? To be holy, to be separated.
Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
All right, let's read this, please.
By that which I beg you, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, and he's talking to the church, by the mercy of God, that you present your body, spirit, soul, and body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable. So God is not going to accept anything. Now, we think that we can give God anything. Well, you may give it to him, but he will not accept it. Amen. So again, though, this verse is talking to believers, and it's saying the way that God expects us to live, holy and what? And acceptable unto God. I want you to think about that. So examine yourself. Examine. Because that's what God is doing, examining you. Why don't you examine yourself? Whenever a temptation to sin is placed before you, there is a decision that you have to make. Am I going to yield to the sin, or am I going to yield to the Holy Spirit? I want you to look at that. Who are you yielding your spirit, soul, and body to? Your desire, your feelings, your emotions? Look at that. Next verse. But amen. And be not what? Hold it now. Let's read this a little louder, okay? And be not, but by that an acceptable and perfect. Amen. If you never be conformed or transformed by renewing of your mind, then you won't change. You have to renew your mind. Amen? It's talking about your spirit. Your spirit. It has to be renewed 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. It has to be renewed. In other words, I got to study the Word of God. I got to hear the Word of God in order for my spirit to be renewed. Go to James chapter 4, verse 7. Let's read that.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist hell, and he will flee.
That first word we tend to miss. We tend to miss that first word. And then we move on to the other. But you can't, that whole scripture, it will not work until you start with that first word, submit. Submit means to yield. Submit means to yield yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. But you got to submit. Everybody say submit.
Submit.
In other words, you got to submit your spirit, soul, and body unto the Lord. And you got to know that you're submitting unto the Lord in order for you to resist the devil. Because if you don't submit spirit, soul, and body, it will not happen. Amen? And it's not happening. Because again, though, a lot of believers is not submitting. In other words, they're not yielding their spirit, soul, and body unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Holiness is living a separated life every day of the week, trusting God, living with him, and doing what is right to do to the best of my ability. There is no place for willful sin in a walk of holiness before God. Now, what is a willful sin? It's when you do it because you want to do it, and you continue to do it. Amen. And some of us make that excuse. Well, I'll stop later, but let me just get my desires out willfully. Amen. And you willfully deceive yourself, saying that you can change, How can you change if you don't renew your mind? It just won't happen. Amen. There is no place for willful sin in the walk of holiness before God. There is no place because there's no sin up in heaven. God looks down upon sin. Amen. There's nothing, nothing with sin in the kingdom of God. So why should it be sin around you? Let me think about that. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Let's read that, please.
That you put off and serve the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, the Lord is
I think we need to read that again.
That you put off and serve the former conversation, the old man,
the old man,
which is corrupt, according to
the deceitful. Our old way of life before we were believers in Jesus Christ is completely dead. Is it dead? Is your old life dead? Is it dead? Is it crucified? Is it? Is it? Is it? We are not to be driven by wrong desires. We're not. And desires start with your soul. Amen. You can be in your house and the devil can be outside your house shooting them fiery darts to your soul. Now, what we're supposed to do is casting down imaginations. Imagination is thoughts and evil desires. Amen. So how can you know if the evil desires if you don't know the word? That's the key. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know the word of God, then you won't know about evil desires. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
We must put on the new nature and having a new way of thinking that comes from the Holy Spirit within us. Now, again, though, we have the Holy Spirit in us, but we have to be led by the Spirit of God. As a new creature, we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will lead you. He will guide you to all truth. So are you being led to live holy? Yes. That doesn't mean that you choose to live holy because the Holy Spirit is not going to make you live holy. You have to want to. Everybody say, want to.
Want to.
You have to want to. Amen. And again, when the last time you heard churches talk about holiness? When had last time you had heard them talk about sin? They don't do that often. They talk about getting rich. But what about living a holy life, a separated life unto the Lord? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. If we keep on listening to the Holy Spirit, we will keep on renewing our minds because that has to be an everyday thing. Which? Putting on the new man. Are we putting that on every day? We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Put on that new man. Are you new? Are you talking new? Are you praying new? Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. And we tend to forget about this scripture. Galatians 6 and 7. And let's read this, please.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
For
whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also.
Nobody is going to get away with anything. Some of us believe that grace is here so I can sin, and there's no consequences. But that's not true. That's not true. You'll reap what you sow. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to verse number 8. Let's read that. Oh, my goodness. If you gossip about a friend, you will lose that friendship. Every action has a reaction. If you plant to please your own desires, you will harvest a crop of sorrow and evil.
If you plant to please God, you will harvest a joy and everlasting life. What kind of seeds are you planting? Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Go back to my topic, please. My topic, living a holy life before the Lord. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Living a holy life before the Lord. And that's every day. You cannot live a holy life before the Lord if you're not born again. That's number one. And if you're born again and if you don't study the Word of God, you still can't live a holy life. Because you have to know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Can the church say amen?
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the word.